took my love, took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around, and I saw my reflection in snow covered hills.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. I'm going to get straight to Ron because I told him I'd come straight to him. Ron, I really appreciate you hanging through the break, man. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good, Mickey. How are you?
Fantastic.
Hey, yeah, the concussion thing hits a little close to home. You know, I've called and spoke to you before. My daughter played club level in high school soccer here in the upstate and got a concussion just by heading the ball out of the goal, and actually she hit the ground and had a, you know, she basically got a double concussion. So, you know, avoiding concussions, and I mean, it affected her for over a year and a half.
How old, so that Ron, was, when it happened?
She was six. She had to be 16, so it was like 2019, maybe. It was before COVID, so 18 or 19. I mean, she spent the better part of a year with her head under a blanket, just couldn't even stand bright lights, any of those things. So I look at the new helmet things, and I don't think it's a bad thing. I think specifically the skill position player should obviously have them. But, you know, you're talking about the transitioning into it, you know, it's kind of like hockey. You know, I remember when there was still one guy who didn't wear a helmet.
Yeah.
Or you know, now
guy made a good point. Their hockey goalies used to not wear masks.
Right.
That sounds dumb.
We say it's dumb now, but to them it made no. Yeah. I mean, they didn't think anything about it, but I mean.
All right, let me get this right. On your daughter, so yes. A header, maybe concussion, she goes down and the ground maybe 2-1 like within a few seconds.
Correct.
Of each other? Oh, man.
Yeah, she jumped up, she headed the ball out. When she came down, she lost her footing, then she bounced her head off the ground. She played the rest of the game, but after the game, we were down at Irmo, and I was walking across the field to her, and she's sitting on the bench, and she had that 1,000-yard stare, and she just was kind of, she was dazed. I knew there was something. I couldn't figure out what it was, and we drove all the way back up here to Spartanburg, and, you know, the next day we ended up taking her to the doctor because it's like just something was wrong. It was obvious. So ended up she had actually some neck problems from it. It was a cumulative injury. I mean, it was just something unheard of. But, I mean, it just like with Dale Earnhardt, it can happen any time.
Okay, now that was how long ago? Oh, first of all, you saw it's like a year that she had issues still?
It bothered her for about a year and a half. We ended up doing a lot of research because the doctors were trying to do all they could. We ended up actually taking her to physical therapy because she had, I forget what they called it, micro tears in her musculature of her spine, and basically they adjusted her neck, and it cleared up a lot of the residual stuff that was going on. I mean, she had passed the concussion stage, but she still was having issues due to her neck, though.
All right. Now, today, fast forward to today, how is she?
She's fine. She only ever after that, she had two instances, oddly, where she started having symptoms again. She went to the orthodontist because of her braces, and they craned her neck back, and it popped out of place. She went back, got it fixed. So, I mean, she's learned to adapt to it, but, I mean, she doesn't have any lingering issues. I mean, she, you know, we're blessed for that, for sure.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, as a father, here's the thing that you learned. When your kid has any, whatever it is, then you become an expert. Like, your research, you're talking, like, and it pops up, like, everywhere you're looking, like, it just comes up all the time. So you became an expert.
My wife is the one, right, I mean, my wife's the one who found it. We actually found a study done by a Yale female hockey player, and that's how we figured out that her symptoms were actually coming from her neck.
Yeah.
Because she had had the same symptom. We were looking, I mean, we were trying to find answers, and, you know, the doctors do all they can, but, you know, I mean, they don't know everything. I mean, they know it, and it's, we suggested it, and the doctor was like, yeah, try it, and we went to the PT, one treatment down here in Spartanburg, and the guy adjusted her neck, and he's like, she's like, oh, and he's like, are you okay? So she's like, yeah, I don't have any pain. There's nothing going on. So it was amazing.
That's great. Hey, man, I thank you for hanging on. I'm glad you added to it.
No, that's no problem.
Yeah, bud. And I appreciate checking in. Tell your daughter hello and have a great day, buddy.
All right, you too.
All right, thanks man. Yeah, when your son, daughter, whatever, you become an expert with whatever they've got. Like, I'm a collarbone guy now. You want to know something about the clavicle, Sam? Ask me. I got it. 4979 says, any news on Nussmeier's knee? Yeah, patella tendonitis. But that ain't going to slow him down. He's good. Everything will be fine. I do want to tell you about, Sam, you ready to tell you about American Door? All right. American Doormasters. I don't want you to have any issues with your doors, your garage doors. But somebody out there, and this week, mark my words, because garage doors, like everything else, garage doors are going to break sometimes. And sometimes it's going to be the spring. And sometimes it's going to be the cable. And sometimes it's going to be the track service device. And sometimes it's going to be the opener. And so you're going to be stuck in your garage, or you can't get in your garage or out of your garage. And from a commercial standpoint, it's going to be some dock levelers or something's going to go wrong in there. And you got to get all the equipment out of there. So the bottom line is, I want you to go to American Door Masters, if it does happen to you, and let this incredible company take care of you. 990-3075, 990-3075. It's AmericanDoorMasters.com. Upstate, locally owned, licensed, bonded, insured, good people. Going to take care of all of your needs there. Hal's been hanging on as well. Hal, thanks for hanging on so long, buddy. Hope you're having a good day today.
Now, Ray, but I saw Don Munson over at Ingles Saturday, and he was going to stuff his daughter's birthday for her birthday, and we talked a couple of things and all that. We talked about how I wish Clemson and LSU would meet every year, and he tells me that that's not likely to happen, but he and I are on the same page as far as wanting for Clemson and Georgia to start meeting up each and every year. And he talked about and he also talked about the Tiger thing on Monday nights during the season. It's going to be we'll have to text once again to leave Deb a question and that guy that kicked the 70-yard field goal, has that been a regular season game? Been a record, you know? And Prime Jr. looked pretty good on Friday, I think it was.
He looked good. Yeah, it would have been a record. 70-yard field goals, man. What are we doing in football now? So, in other words, you could be right at midfield now and kick field goals. Man, that's crazy. Hal, appreciate it, man, for sure. Look, bottom line is that we're doing bigger, more. The other thing about Don Munson and what his conversation with Don is, Clemson and Georgia should play football every single year. It should be the opening game of the year, and let's do it. Let's take care of it. That's just too much of a rivalry, too big of a deal there. And now, especially the college football playoff. I mean, Clemson got crushed last year, made the college football playoff. Georgia won, made the college football playoff. Now there's no – in the old days, you lose a game, that's it. Well, now you've got a chance to do so much more, play each other. Clemson goes to Death Valley 2.0 next year. They go down to Baton Rouge next year to open up the season. And bottom line, get the Super League stuff going, man. What are we waiting on? Get the Super League going, and let's have unbelievable games every single week. I want Clemson to play LSU and Oklahoma and Alabama and Georgia and Ohio State and Michigan and Penn State. Man, that's it. You think you're excited for this one? What'd you be more excited for? Opening with South Carolina State or Louisiana State? Let's go.
At this point, I'd be excited to open with a team of from the longest
more
yard
excited.
At this point.
How about that? What would you be more excited about?
Give me LSU every year.
Okay.
Or Georgia every year. I don't care. Somebody really good every year.
Let's get it done, man. Let's get it done.
I like the Auburn games, too.
The Auburn games
always,
are great.
I always enjoy
A&M y'all. Games, yeah. Auburn games, yeah. Georgia games. Let's get it done, man. Let's take care of it. Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. Let Mark, Amanda, the team take care of you. Your very best mortgage rates are going to be found at Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. They're amazing. My last two mortgages have been with them. Get one of your three. Every Monday, Will tells me, you got to have three estimates, Mickey. He goes, three. You got to have three. If one of your three is Prime Lending, you'll choose them. Easy, greasy. These people are awesome. The customer service knock your socks off and the best rates available. The next time you have a mortgage is PrimeLendingSC.com. Delvin, thanks for calling in and hanging on. How you doing this morning?
Oh, no, girl, how you doing, Mick?
Bless.
You talking about collarbone. What you think about Clemson's injuries?
Yeah.
From celebrating, but then falling.
Yeah, you talk about being on top of the world and then falling. If those don't know, this NASCAR driver wins, and he's getting out of his car. He wants to get on his roof to celebrate like some of them do. Slips, falls, lands on his collarbone, breaks his collarbone. It's like, my word, man.
The highest of highs. Yeah, and you talking about overreacting. Remember this last year at the time? Trip Cummings should start, man, because he outplayed.
Oh, yeah.
In the spring game.
Oh, yeah. We were the biggest Trent Pierman fans on earth. By the way, Trent apparently looked good on Saturday. But no, that
don't
was.
Don't start that, Mick. Don't start
yeah,
that now.
Yeah. Oh, but nobody saw. Look, this time last year, I was saying I'm not sure that Cade Klubnik is the guy. And here we are, 4,000 yards and 40 touchdowns later, and I'm telling you, Cade Klubnik is the guy.
Yeah, but like, at the time last year, everybody was saying Trent Pierman should start.
Yep. Yep. And it goes to show you, trust your coaches through all that. Yeah, 4,100 yards. And 43 touchdowns last year with Club.
Yeah. I remember a couple years ago, when Kelly Brown was before started, I was one. Me and you said that he might move to tight end, because we didn't think he was going to start, and he ended up having a good year that year, for closing in 2017.
Led him to the number one team in the country going to the college football playoffs. Yeah.
We thought Hunter Johnson and all those guys were going to beat him out.
That was a crowded quarterback room, but Kelly Bryant did it. And until the phenom comes, Zeus comes in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you believe we're only 2 weeks away from Iowa State and Kansas State kicking off the season of college football?
Let's get it done, dude. I'm ready. So I'm so ready right now. Like, I am.
Man, you can get the tour guide. You can be the tour guide for Kansas State and Iowa State. Tell me where to go and not to go.
Send me to Dublin to cover this thing, and I'm going to go over to Port Marnock, where hopefully the British Open will be in 2030. Cover it for you. I'll let you know about the Iowa State and the Kansas State. Send me over there. I need to talk to upper management. Send me over to cover this game.
Yeah, you can be the couture guy. Tell where to go, not to go, and stuff like that. I think you went up in Ireland, not that long ago.
Yeah, this time, 13 months ago. Loved it over there. Yeah. Absolutely loved it.
You get them to do a tour guide. But, I want to call about that. I never seen somebody celebrate like that. Like you said, it was scary, though.
Yeah.
It was scary the way he fell. But lucky he just broke his collarbone, because it could have been serious.
I'll tell you this. Next time he wins, if there is a next time, he won't be on top of that car.
I know you won't. I know. Mm-hmm. Now, I think a lot of those drivers will be looking at that now and say, you know what? We're just going to stand out the side of the car and celebrate.
Yeah, subdued. Yeah, I need both collarbones. I need both clavicles. I need that thing working for me. Good stuff, Devin.
Well, thanks for my call, man.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Yeah, that was a bad one. Iowa State, Kansas State. You know, if Iowa State and Kansas State played in mid-October, I'd be excited about it. I would, depending on what other games are on, I would watch it. But because it's week zero, we'll dive into every single play. We'll overanalyze every play. We'll know everything about these two programs. Remember this time last year, we talked about how things have changed. This time last year, Florida State was on top of the absolute world, and it was going to be a continuation of what Mike Norvell had built. And there you go. Georgia Tech goes in and beats Florida State in week one in Dublin and completely changed the trajectory of both those programs. I think I'm right by saying this. Florida State was ranked 10th in the country. And in that game last year, if you remember, Florida State got outgained. They got outrushed 190-98. There were no turnovers in the game. But Georgia, I thought Florida State was kind of like lucky to be as close as they were to that. And I thought Georgia Tech kind of hit them in the mouth and came out, and Georgia Tech was a better team. And since then, look at where we are, preseason expectations. Just 365 days later. Crazy. 654 Roar, Brandon is up next. Brandon, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Blessed. Very blessed.
Hey, I just called to see what you think about them Georgia Bulldogs this year, man.
Well,
look. Starting coming in.
Yeah.
Quarterback this year.
They've recruited extremely well. There's always the concern whenever you lose as much as they lost. But Georgia, the one way you take care of this concern is you recruit really, really well. I would say I think Stockton's going to have a good year. I would say Georgia's got to run the football better than they ran it last year. A lot would depend on those two transfer wide receivers. A lot would depend on the offensive line playing better than they played last year. But I'm excited. If I'm a Georgia fan, I'm a little bit concerned about the defense. But, man, you got a lot of young talent. I would be excited to watch the young guys on defense.
Yeah, I saw Kirby say that we have 54% of our teams like new this year.
Oh yeah.
So
yep.
It's going to be a different season than what we've had in the past, what, maybe 3-4 seasons at Georgia, having brand new players come in and, you know, working the transfer portal with Noah Thomas and stuff, the wide receiver, and the Branch brothers from USC. So it's going to be a good season. But I got one more question for you. Georgia Tech this year, what's your take on it just after last year?
I made a statement earlier. You're my first Georgia call to ask about it. I think Tech has got a lot of momentum. Georgia's a better program. Georgia's a better team. Tech, man, right, is playing well. And I mean, going into it, we predicted Tech to go like 10-1, 10-2, and 11-1. There's a lot of Tech's getting a lot of love right now. That game last year was a phenomenal football game. And I think Brett Key and Buster Faulkner, I think they got something. Haynes King down there, I think they got something in Georgia Tech right now. I think it's gonna be a great one.
Do you think Georgia Tech's a threat at the ACC this year? You think they're a threat?
Sure.
At the ACC?
Oh yeah, yeah. I think Georgia Tech's got a decent chance of winning the ACC. Got experienced quarterback, great staff.
Year,
yeah.
I was on edge last year during the Georgia Tech game. So I was on edge.
you should have been. I mean, that was a football game. Now.
Yeah, and then Carson Beck at Miami.
Yeah, I don't know what to think there. Are you? You'd rather have Gunnar Stockton than Carson Beck, right?
Right.
Yeah. But it's crazy. Like, Beck had a great 2 years ago, played great, and then last year just got thrown to the team another jersey too many times.
Yeah, I agree. Well, I appreciate the call.
Thank you, Randy. Appreciate the phone call. Thanks an awful lot. A little Georgia football talk. Yeah, Georgia Tech had Georgia down. Georgia had to score in the fourth quarter. What was that? It was 27-19 Georgia Tech, and Georgia. Oh, I got to go back and look at how this all worked out. Yeah, 8 overtimes last year. How about that? 8 overtimes.
I fell asleep in the fourth quarter of this game. Full transparency. I think I was sick. This was like Thanksgiving, wasn't it? Right around Thanksgiving.
Yeah, Friday Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I got sick.
Your roommate was down there at the game?
Yeah, he was. Yeah. He was working the game. He was doing sidelines for radio. I fell asleep. I woke up, and this game was in like 6 overtimes.
Mm.
Never had that happen before.
Yeah, that was a phenomenal football game for sure. My great friends at Engineered Sleep, I got to tell you, man, I went to bed too late last night. I need to check my Whoop score and see how my recovery went. But I went to bed too late last night. So with it raining today, I only had 82% on my sleep score. With it raining today, you can go ahead and just mark me and my beautiful daughter Isla up for a great nap on our engineer sleep bed. You know who else was in our bed last night? Tooth Fairy had to come to engineer sleep bed last night for Drake's front tooth there. Hey, bottom line is we love Engineer Sleep, engineersleep.com. Get in touch with them, 333 North Pleasantburg Drive. The very best mattresses in the world are made at Engineer Sleep and engineersleep.com. Yeah, Tooth Fairy need to get a review and see what the Tooth Fairy thinks about the Engineer Sleep bed. The Today mattress, if you've got that college kid moving in and that apartment that you need a new mattress in, this is the best mattress in the world, under $500. Do you give your kid, you're giving your kid a $100,000 car to drive around campus now. Do you give them the ES Duo, or do you go with the Today mattress? I'm going Today mattress for the dorm room or for the the off unfurnished apartment building. Do that. Engineer Sleep, engineersleep.com, the very best in the business. Short break, open phone lines, much more after this.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go. And that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
It's bow time. Hurry into Bojangles for 2 scratch-made sizzling sausage biscuits for just $4. Because this 2-for-$4 deal won't last forever. It's bow time.
Don't miss out on this week's specials at Buff City Soap. With products for everyone, corporate gifts, pet products, laundry soap, seasonal scents, and more. Follow Buff City Soap Clemson and Buff City Soap Greenville on Facebook and Instagram for the latest sales and updates.
Easley has welcomed Greer Flooring Center with open arms, and as a thank you, we are offering 12 months same as cash on your next project. Visit our state-of-the-art showroom at 5606 Calhoun Memorial Highway. Or start by using our flooring visualizer at GreerFlooringCenter.com. Take a photo of your room and then select different flooring options, and you get to see what it would look like. It makes those nights scrolling through your phone more fun. Remember, you'll always find a knowledgeable, experienced staff member and the right prices at Greer Flooring Center.
All over Greenville, people are asking, what's a Vermeer? Well, Vermeer is one of Greenville's newest corporate citizens. The company builds vacuum excavation equipment that's changing underground utility construction. Vermeer machines are leading the way in soft dig trenchless innovation, enabling the exposure of underground utility lines without harming them, leaving a softer environmental impact than harsher, more traditional digging methods. Get the scoop at Vermeer.com/dig.
Have you ever wondered if you need an estate plan? David Green hears that question daily, and the answer is always yes. Let David and his team guide you through the process of creating a personalized estate plan to protect your legacy for your family. Today is the day to make that happen. Don't wait another day. Call David Green at 271-7940, that's 271-7940, or visit greenlaw.legal to start securing your legacy today.
No one wants it to happen to them, but unfortunately, chances are good that at some point, it'll happen to you. Roof troubles. It's one of the most important parts of your biggest investment. So when you need repairs or a new installation, you need someone who you can trust to get the job done right. You need Joe Robertson & Son Roofing.
As a family-owned and operated roofing company since 1965, Joe Robertson & Son have built a reputation for quality craftsmanship. It's why thousands of upstate home and business owners have chosen them for their roofing needs. Beyond providing quality work they're proud to stand by, Joe Robertson & Son Roofing also takes a client-first approach to their job. That means quality roofing, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. Put it all together, and it's easy to see why they're the upstate's premier roofing provider.
You can't cut corners when it comes to roof repairs and installation, so go with the trusted name in the upstate. Go with Joe Robertson & Son Roofing. Get started today by visiting them online at robertsonroofing.net.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Mickey Plyler Show. Try it at no obligation for 30 days or your money back. Every morning from 6 to 9 a.m. Right here on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Touchdown! Where every day is game day.
Hey, Blue Ridge Heating and Air. I told you I'm a customer now. I'm a client now. They're going to do my maintenance stuff. Armstrong is their preferred dealer. And Armstrong is a company made right here in Orangeburg, South Carolina. Armstrong is an incredible machine. It's going to make sure you're comfortable in your home. So I want you to go to BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com, BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com, or go to Armstrong to find out more about this incredible unit. Ask about it. It's no obligation deal. They can come in, look at your unit. If you do need a new unit, the Armstrong one, you're going to be very, very impressed with that. So get in touch with them about that and so much more. Preventive maintenance stuff, any kind of maintenance stuff you got going on, a new stuff, new unit thing, no obligation phone call. Let them come in to your home or your office and see what you currently have. And ask about all those rebates and instant rebates and coupons, and ask about the energy tax credit. Ask about the power companies, electric companies giving you some money back on that as well. It's a time to save thousands of dollars. You can do it at Blue Ridge Heating and Air. Check them out online for all those in Western North Carolina, Upstate South Carolina, and the Armstrong dealer. It's BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. The texter Brandon, or the caller Brandon, asked about Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech last year put up 563 yards of offense against Georgia. It was they gained them 563-405 in Athens. They rushed for 300 yards. I'm sorry, rushed for 260 yards in Athens. Held Georgia to 108 yards rushing. I tell you this, if Georgia doesn't run the football better, then Georgia Tech's going to beat Georgia.
What was it last week? We did most important players. I mean, that whole running back room, got to be better.
Got to be better.
O-line, got to protect. You know, you got to run.
You know what's crazy? They played 8 overtimes. No, you don't punt in overtime, but Georgia Tech punted 1 time in the football game.
And lost. It's like the Tungsten O'Doyle thing for Shohei. You run through all the ridiculous things that they did well in that game, and then your team lost.
Yeah. Yeah, good point. So Georgia scored late, right? Am I right by saying that, Landman? Georgia scored late with a minute to go?
Yeah. I'm trying to decipher through. We had to use the ESPN one was wigged out, so we had to find a different one. Yeah. ACC Network has it at 1:05. It was a Carson Beck pass short right to Dominic Lovett for 3 yards for a touchdown. And then the next drive, Georgia Tech got it to their own 45 and could not do anything with it. And then Georgia got it back there at the end of the fourth quarter, sack, and then they went into the overtime. So yeah,
Buster Faulkner chose to leave Georgia in another role and go with Brent Key to Georgia Tech, and then he puts up 563 on Kirby and a Georgia defense in Athens.
Many texters pointing out the refereeing in that game and also pointing out that Haynes King was playing hurt. I mean, it was pretty impressive, even in a loss, that they were even.
And had the chance with 1 minute to drive the field.
Many chances in overtime that Georgia, they would hold Georgia on the, and had the ball to win the game from the 3 yard line or whatever, couldn't win the game. 58-66, Georgia fan says. True story. I was there. And midway through the fourth quarter, I was cold and ready to leave. I never left a game early in my life. My wife says, quote, let's stay for one more drive. And at the end of the game, I don't know if I've ever been more thankful for my wife. It took Georgia football to get that out. But, yeah, that was a weird, wild one Friday night. Just crazy. Just crazy. And Texture says, I took my son to his first Georgia game last year, the Tech game. Told people to wait their whole life to watch something like that. Had the stadium left with 2 minutes to go. Half the stadium left with 2 minutes to go. Didn't get to see Georgia's major comeback.
Scored 21 points in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, yeah. Georgia Tech found a way to lose that one for sure. So that's part of the catalyst why we think that Georgia Tech's going to come and do unbelievable things. With that said, Tech then, didn't Tech lay an egg in a bowl game? Didn't they play like Vanderbilt or whatever got beat?
There's a definite chance that, you know, we have all these highs on Georgia Tech and they do the
opposite. 100%.
They could win 7 games again. They could
complete opposite. Get blown out by Georgia.
To Vanderbilt. Everybody's so high on them, they lost to Vanderbilt. Couldn't capitalize the momentum. But Georgia Tech's a good example of this. Tech's good enough that if they play well, they could beat you. But Tech's not talented enough to do that. They're not talented enough
to sleepwalk.
Right. Right, and in bowl games now, you know, who knows all.
Georgia can still sleepwalk. I mean, Georgia sleepwalked through a lot of that game, and still found a way to win it in the end. So, you can sleepwalk your way through if you're Clemson. I mean, with the talent level, you can sleepwalk. They got to play up to their potential every single week.
One thing Tech did not do last year is they did not handle success. Let me give you Exhibit A. After beating Florida State and beating Georgia State, they're 2-0. And were they ranked going into that Syracuse game? Let me see. Bear with me 1 second. They're ranked 23rd in the country. Brent Key's got Georgia Tech ranked last year 23rd in the country.
Kyle McCord, man.
They go up, and they were lucky, by the way, that they came back in that game. But they were down 31-14 and ended up getting beat 31-28. So they come back and beat VMI. And then they lay an egg at Louisville. And then they beat Duke and North Carolina, and they did not look very well in it. And had the backup quarterback against Notre Dame. I'll give them that one. Haynes King out for that one. They lost to Virginia Tech. Here again, backup quarterback. I'm not going to get on them too much for that. The offense, they had 6 points in that one. Georgia Tech had 356 yards of offense. I didn't realize that. But Tech in that game couldn't stop turning it over. Two turnovers to none, and they lost to Virginia Tech. Then they get their season back in order by beating Miami, and then beating NC State, and then play very well and lose at Georgia. And you're thinking, man, this team's rolling again. They play Vanderbilt, and what do you know? 7-6 get beat. So Tech has to handle success this year.
And that whole stretch with Virginia Tech and Miami, NC State, that's with Haynes King hurt.
Yes.
And not playing the majority of a lot of these games, if any of them. So, I mean, he played a little bit, and some of them played half. Like, he was in and out.
He got hurt. I want to make sure I'm not saying this. He played the entire Louisville game in a loss. So he lost to Syracuse and lost to Louisville. The Notre Dame game he did not play in, if I remember correctly. Let me make sure of that. Yeah, he did not play against Notre Dame. So he had the two losses, and then the loss to Georgia game, lost to Vanderbilt game, because he did play that one. He had the two losses to Notre Dame and Virginia Tech. And then came back in the Miami game, and that's where they beat fourth-ranked Miami last year. They came back. Remember, they had both quarterbacks playing at that point.
Yeah, Philo, Faxon's favorite quarterback, got in and got some action. Yeah. When Aaron Philo threw 10 passes. They didn't throw much in that game, period.
Philo Beto.
Haynes King ran a ridiculous amount of times in that football game, if I'm remembering.
271 rushing yards. Georgia Tech runs football as well as anybody.
Well, that's the key. That's the allure, right? Yeah. It's hard to stop that in the grind of a full season.
And Brent Key's the key to that, because his, no pun intended there, his blocking scheme up front, I love the way they attack it. And that's Buster Faulkner. Faulkner's, the motion stuff they do, Faulkner's complicated, man. Like, he makes you prepare, and that's a big, big deal. All right, quickly, let me tell you about Patterson Tax Service, PATTX.com, PATTX.com, 864-859-8289. I love the Patterson Tax Service. Love everything about the Patterson Tax Service. They do an incredible job for me, and I want to thank them so much for everything they've done. If you got back taxes, amended taxes, they'll do it all for you. Patterson Tax Service is a lifesaver for me, and these people do an incredible job. Let them do your taxes for you right now, folks. Tax planning in the year right, in that final quarter coming up, by getting your taxes planned and planned right. 864-859-8289, the Patterson Tax Service. The Associated Press poll is coming out today. Chip Patterson of CBS Sports has a projected AP poll. Now, I don't know how you project the AP poll, but he does project Oklahoma being 25, so they'll actually keep a streak going in a preseason poll. Boise State 24, Iowa State 23, Kansas State 22. How do you know the difference in Iowa State and Kansas State playing week one? So you could have two ranked teams in the AP poll, 23 and 22. He has A&M 21, the Texas Tech Red Raiders at 20 and buying more championships there. Indiana at 19, Tennessee at 18, SMU at 17. He's got Ole Miss at 16. We'll find this out later today. Florida at 15, Michigan 14, Arizona State 13. The Gamecocks 12th. Have you ever noticed in all the preseason polls, the Gamecocks are right behind Illinois? It's a bowl game.
Makes sense.
Right, from what happened last year.
Is Illinois 11th?
Illinois number 11.
Okay.
I was listening to Brett Bielema on the radio coming in this morning.
You can kind of predict the AP poll off of the coaches' poll.
Yeah.
It's going to be similar.
Miami 10, LSU 9, top 10 battle in Death Valley. Alabama 8, Oregon 7. Alabama 8 feels weird. Notre Dame 6. And his top 5, Chip Patterson predicting the AP poll today. Clemson 5, Georgia 4, Penn State 3, Ohio State 2, Texas 1. So we'll have 1 versus 2 in week one, and we'll have 5 versus 9 in week one, and we'll have 6 versus 10 in week one. We'll have 3 top 10 matchups in week one. When we come back, I want to get into some early lines in that week one. Week zero, do y'all care anything about anything other than Iowa State, Kansas State week zero?
Stanford's playing on the island, man.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Stanford's going to Clarence T.C. Ching Athletics Complex in Honolulu.
They're playing Hawaii on the island.
Yeah.
That game should be at 10 o'clock at a minimum, and I'm disappointed. It's a 7:30 start, right?
Yeah.
I'm disappointed by that.
How about the fact that Stanford is a 2-point dog to Hawaii?
Hawaii on the island is a tough matchup, man.
Care about that. Washington, Kentucky, Sam Houston, Kansas, Fresno State, UNLV, Iowa State.
You're not rocking with some out-of-conference action?
Nope. But I am rocking the rest of the week.
I'm not. Didn't
even think about it. At least he's
honest. Nope. None. Not. Maybe in August. You know?
That game will be in the pick 'em somehow.
But in, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't feel good about it, so I got to pick it. But I'm going to start looking at some of these, the lines. Some of these lines have moved. So let's do that after the break. Hey, my friends at Roosters, Roosters MGC, get your hair cut like a man. Get your back of the neck straight razor shave. I got to get a haircut, man. I got way too much lettuce in my bowl. I love the great friends at Roosters, Roosters MGC. Let them take care of you. Let the seven-step facial, the facial shave, the straight razor shave, the hot towel treatments, the neck massage, the head massage. Go get mampered from my great friends over at Roosters. Plaza on Pelham, Pelham Road in Greenville. RoostersMGC.com, the app and the website can help you. Final break of a Monday show right after this.
The countdown is on. 19 days until Clemson Tiger football. Brought to you by Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney.
It goes down the middle. It is picked off at the two. Barnes takes it. Ball game. Sealed. The Tigers win it here in Pittsburgh. 24-20.
Are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Nobody does dual enrollment like Tri-County Technical College. It's never too early for you and your child to think about college. The dual enrollment program at TCTC offers the opportunity to take two or more dual enrollment classes, and it's a cost-effective way to earn college credit. Your student can get a jump start on college, saving time and money. You and your child have options, so why not discover what dual enrollment at Tri-County can do for you? Find out more at tctc.edu/DE.
Friends, here's something you probably already know. America is in a health crisis. Me, you, and our friends and family. It's a health crisis that's caused by being overweight, and so many of these issues could be resolved if we could just get our weight under control. Hey friends, it's Mike Vaughn from The Mickey Plyler Show, and I've seen it all firsthand with a family member who has tried the weight loss drugs and shots. I mean, who wants to take shots, plus all of the side effects, and when the shots end, the weight just seems to come right back. That's why I've been so excited about my experience with PhD Weight Loss. They've helped me learn how to eat and think about food differently. They help their patients drop up to a third of their body weight naturally without ever taking those weight loss drugs. PhD Weight Loss helps you wake up your own body's metabolism so that your body produces its own weight loss hormones. Reach out to my great friends at PhD Weight Loss in the Greenville office at 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Cigars, cigars, cigars. Tobacco Plus in Greer is home to South Carolina's largest humidor, featuring the finest selection of premium hand-rolled cigars in the state and at the very best prices, too. And select a smooth, delicious Monte Cristo, Rocky Patel or Cohiba, and relax on your golf outing. Swing by Tobacco Plus in Greer, South Carolina's number one cigar store, located at Exit 60 off Interstate 85. Also serving Georgia and North Carolina with nationwide shipping.
Hey, it's Esme Carter with Spectrum Paint, your independent and family-owned paint source with locations in Clemson, Greenville, Spartanburg, and Landrum. Shop the widest array of brands at Spectrum Paint, including Benjamin Moore Paints, Pittsburgh Paints, Rust-Oleum, Graco, Roma Bio, Ready Seal, Renner Wood Coatings, and more. Projects large and small, whether professionals or do-it-yourselfers, we have the coating, supplies, and expertise to take care of you. Visit us at SpectrumPaint.com to find the location nearest you or connect with our local sales team.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, it's bigger game days and bolder fight nights. I mean, where else can you find a scratch kitchen that always comes in clutch every day from lunch to late night? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Whether it's cruising around the neighborhood or hanging out with friends at the tailgate, do it in style with a golf cart from Elite Custom Golf Carts. Let their friendly staff help you find the perfect ride for you and your family. Call today to ask about their free delivery to over 10 U.S. states and flat rate delivery to many more. Now with three locations, call or stop in and see what makes Elite Custom Golf Carts the Upstate's golf cart superstore. Visit them at EliteCustomGolfCarts.com. Proudly owned by a Clemson alumni. Go Tigers!
When you're on the water, peace of mind is priceless. Towboat US on Lakes Hartwell and Kiwi offer memberships starting at just $109 a year for freshwater services like towing, jump starts, fuel delivery, soft ungrounding, boat recovery, and more. Visit HartwellLakeServices.com.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
Plumber fast.
I always call One Tom Plumber.
One Tom what?
Here, dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. Or just tell your smartphone to call One Tom Plumber. They promise to be there in an hour.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
This is Leighton Covage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
The only place in the upstate to catch Atlanta Braves games is right here on the Roar.
Fly ball deep right.
Jansen, here's the 0-2.
Got him. Holy smokes.
We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road. Gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere. Architecture unfamiliar. I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone.
Yeah, I'm talking about MGK during the thing. What a no-talent hack.
He sucks.
Anyway, we agree on that.
I said he was terrible. He's terrible.
He's
the college, football anthem.
We used to have such good anthems.
You telling me I got to listen to that every weekend when
no-talent
I have to watch?
Hack.
Yeah.
Carolina Flooring Specialist. Their garage floors are amazing. Now, these are talented people. Residential flooring, commercial flooring, industrial flooring. The grind and seal stuff looks great. So your garage with right now stains and cracks and chips and dirt, and you got concrete dust, and it looks awful, right? Get your garage floor clean, great condition, epoxy flooring, these chips are sealed. It's so much more functional. It's amazing what it does to the value of your home. The warranty on the back end of it. Look, you've seen these pictures. Get it done right. Your pets will like it better. Your kids will like it better. Your wife will like it better. You're going to love your garage floor. Get it done right. Carolina Flooring Specialist. Call them today. The most experienced group out there. 404-8158, 404-8158. Since everybody is undefeated right now, and a lot of teams have an awful lot of good things going on, but we all are biased, right? So there's a Georgia. I got to find my Georgia fan on here again. First of all, one Georgia fan says Georgia defense can be much improved this year, and they might be, but it's like, well, Malachi Starks is gone, and Jalen Walker's gone, and Mikael Williams is gone, and Small Munden's gone. Like, Georgia's defense might be better. But, like, you lost an awful lot of really good players, and now you have much less experience, and maybe that's the case. But I'll ask you, Sam, right off the bat, like, is it a foregone conclusion that Georgia's defense is going to be much better this year after losing Starks and Walker and Munden and Williams and Jackson, some of those big-time guys played a bunch of football for you?
I don't worry about Georgia's ability to cycle elite talent in and out. They need to tackle better as a whole this season, and I think they will do that. So you hope that, generally speaking, the tackling is cleaner. I think their defense will be better. I also don't necessarily think that the defense has to be perfect like it usually is for them to be really good. It just depends. If you want to be a national championship team, it's got to be elite again. It's got to be where it was a few seasons ago, assuming things work out okay on the offensive end of the ball. I'm interested to see who steps up in certain rooms with that talent departing. I'm interested to see who steps up on that D-line and kind of takes a jump. They've got a pretty vaunted D-line group. Once again, they always do. It's just a matter of a couple of dudes on the edge, especially getting pressure, creating spots for them to succeed. And then, like Texter mentions, got to tackle, got to bring guys down, be fundamental.
What's crazy is, all right, so this is from 478 area code. Who says, Haynes King rested 3 weeks ready to get ready for Georgia. I was like, well, it was kind of hurt. The other one is, all I remember is Brent Key crying on Kirby's shoulders after the game. I was like, so you don't remember the 583 yards of offense? Nope. He says, nope. You don't remember the refs or the empty stadium or anything? Nope. I remember beating Clemson. And Malachi Starks is a poor tackler. Like, we're going to be better next year. And check this out. Georgia's a terrible tackling team. Last year when I said Georgia couldn't tackle well and having tackling issues, Georgia fans ripped me. You don't know what you're talking about. Georgia struggles against against Kentucky last year. Mickey, you know what you're talking about. This team's great. Kentucky's great. Commonwealth State is a very, very difficult place to play. It was? Because, like, the Gamecocks didn't think it was too tough a place to play last year. And Vanderbilt didn't think it was too tough a place last year. And Auburn didn't think it was too tough of a place to play last year. And Louisville beat them 41-14. They didn't think it's a tough place to play last year. But when I pointed out last year that Georgia wasn't tackling very well, and that Georgia, if Kentucky had a pulse on offense that had to beat them, well, all I heard Georgia fan was, you're biased. We beat you 31-3. Everything's going to be great. 34-3, whatever. Everything's going to be great. Like, I don't know, man. Like, this Georgia team doesn't look the same to me. And I was the one that was biased, right? So then the Alabama game happens. And they just get absolutely torched in the first half of that. It has a great comeback. And then you take the lead in the game. Next thing you know, after being down 33-15, you take this lead, 34-33, and then you give up a one-play 75-yard drive. I'm like, I don't know, man. This doesn't look the same. And then Georgia fans get on me going, Mickey, you're biased. It was a great comeback. I was like, all right. Then I watched the Mississippi State game. And you know, this game's like a fourth quarter, 10-point game. Mississippi State's terrible. They're 1-5 overall. And I saw Mississippi State lose to a MAC team last year. And everybody's like, well, you don't understand. Georgia's good, Mickey, you're biased. And then beat Texas. Like, well, they're all back. Everything's back. Florida loses their quarterback. Might should have beat them. Ole Miss just destroys them. Ole Miss holds Georgia to 16 first downs and 245 yards of offense. Ole Miss holds Georgia to 33 carries of 59 yards. And I pointed out, like, well, you don't understand. Like, Ole Miss is great. And then the Notre Dame game, like, well, we beat Texas, won the SEC, where everything's back, and Gunnar Stockton's going to be the greatest quarterback ever, and then you lose Notre Dame. So I point out last year just how bad Georgia was at times. Georgia fans ripped me. Now they're going, well, last year's team was bad. We can be better this year. Like, I told you last year, this wasn't the same Georgia team. But it was my fault. Like, I was seeing wrong. Now you can say it. It's like your family, though. Like, you can talk bad about your family, but nobody else can talk bad about your family. So what is it? Like, were you good last year or not? Because all year long, you kept telling me how good you were. And now you're telling me, oh, they had all these issues last year.
And even in the Clemson game, it wasn't like, I don't think Georgia played that much better. It's just Clemson just played that much worse. Like, you could put them against,
I give Georgia credit that game. They played great that game. They played great against Texas,
and Clemson
too.
Clemson played terrible. And yeah. Like, Clemson played terrible. You could have put anyone up against Clemson in that day, and it just wouldn't have turned out well.
Yeah. And Clemson wasn't very good last year anyway. Let's put that out there. Clemson had issues last year defensively. Clemson couldn't tackle. No, and the Tigers couldn't tackle. We put that in week one and week 15. Whatever.
Had all those miscues where you had big plays and come back due to penalty and –
yeah,
you know, all things that Coach Sweeney's even talked about, saying, like, yeah. I mean, there was nothing we could do about it.
I can be honest about my team, because here's what I'm telling you. That all this talk about Clemson in preseason top five, Georgia fans, just take note on this. Here's how you do this. Like, I don't know, man. Like, was I the only person last year to watch the Louisville game at home?
It's a very big leap of faith for Tom Allen, believing that it's all going to get fixed very quickly. Kind of what
I think I agree with that.
I don't think it's all going to come together week one, is my concern.
Did anybody watch a beat up bad Pittsburgh team basically take Clemson to the wire and had to have a miracle run to win that one? Anybody watch the Citadel run the football against Clemson last year? Anybody watch South Carolina game last year? Anybody watch the Texas just go up and down the field on them? Like, I'm not convinced this is a top five team.
And I think that is why the entire offseason has been preaching of energy and fire on the defensive side again, because they just played scared. And they did all year. It took
tackle
and
it's awful.
And it started from the Georgia game. You got punched in the mouth in that second half after you played so well in the first half. And then that was it. The defense never really bounced back from
couldn't
the Georgia
run the ball late in the season, have any running back depth, couldn't tackle, couldn't stop the run. and had to have a kickoff return. I mean, I watched the SMU game, watched South Carolina, watched the Texas game, I watched the Pittsburgh game, I watched the Louisville game, and I watched the Georgia game. I'm like, I'm convinced everything's all of a sudden fixed and it's going to be great. That's how you do it, Georgia fans. You don't sit back and go, well, we were great, you stink, you're biased against us. No. Clemson had issues last year, got issues going to this year. It's like here on this one, if you say one thing about Kirby or about Georgia, oh, no. You're crazy. Kirby's got it. He'll fix it. Really? Didn't look fixed to me last year.
Land, did you hear even more Mac slander in the middle of that, by the way? He threw more slander at the Mac. He said Mississippi State lost to a Mac. What do you got against the Mac on a Monday morning? It's two Mac slanders in like 10 minutes.
That was more of a slander at Mississippi State.
It's disrespectful.
I thought the guy was going to do something there. I mean, they were. You heard the quote last year.
Man, use the Pac-12 or something, you know, or the Pac-2.
Use that UMass game, man. Leave the Mac.
You guys are going to have me watching Mac football week one. Ain't doing it. Y'all remember the quote last year? It was Toledo. That the staff told their beat writers after the game was over that they didn't think that Mississippi State had a single player that would start for Toledo.
That's a bad football team.
Well, and that's after Toledo beat them 41-17. And then Georgia's in a fourth quarter war with them. And like, oh, well, you don't understand. They grew up since then.
Hey, Toledo's going to be nice. Oh. Toledo's going to be nice this year.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be a good football team, Mickey.
Oh, yeah.
I won't know. I won't see it.
Yeah, yeah. Let me know.
You'll see it. I'm telling you.
Yeah, let me know.
goodness.
And, oh, by the way, one thing that whenever you lose to Toledo early in the season, oh, man, Toledo went 4-4 in the MAC last year, went 8-5 overall.
It's because the MAC's dominant like that, man.
Oh,
it's just
man.
That's a gauntlet.
Oh, man.
Tough road.
They got Kentucky on the schedule, Washington State this year. Their lead running back's name is Chip. How can you not buy in? Junior Vandross is their number one. I mean, come on.
Luther Vandross. Brad Hughes, my Allstate agent. I'm a good hands with Brad Hughes. I'm a good hands with Allstate. I call him at 292-3001. I email him, bradhughes@allstate.com. Get in touch with bradhughesinsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. Get in touch with Brad. There is a chance that if you're doing the bank draft stuff right now, you might not even know what kind of coverage you have or what's covered and what's not and what kind of package you have. I can tell you this. I know everything about our insurance. I know Brad does it right, and I feel great about Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. Get in touch with him. He can help you out. Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. Sam, skip the music. A Monday two-minute drill, a rare Monday appearance from Sam Jones today.
See the MLB wildcard standings? Landon, you see what's going on? You see that third spot right now? You see the games back number for 3-4?
I knew this was coming. It took you 3 hours. It took you 3 hours.
19 or undifferential, scrappy, crappy Guardians are half a game back with the worst strength of schedule left in the MLB the rest of the way. The Yankees stay alive. The White Sox beat Cleveland yesterday to keep the Yankees ahead in this race. I just pointed it out, Mickey. We're going to have a battle of futility here down the stretch for the next month and a half to watch because it appears Landon's team and the Mariners are way better than both of us.
Hey, whoa. Don't do that. Don't put that out
your
in the universe.
Your team is not the problem.
I don't know, man. Don't put it in the universe.
Your team is going to lock up a wild card spot by the beginning of September. I'm confident.
We do. After this Astros, we do have the Marlins, the Orioles, Yankees, I guess, and then the Orioles again.
The gap between Seattle, Boston, and then the other two that we just mentioned
Well, first of all, let me defend my guys a little bit. The worst closer in baseball right now. My closer's got a 5.73 ERA.
He has been awful.
I'm starting on Friday night against the Astros. I start, I don't even want to say the guy's name because I'm going to say it wrong. And then I bring in De Los Santos and Duvall. And I'm like, who are these guys? On top of that, I'm hitting guys in the lineup. They're like, I have no idea who these guys are. So who's a Hall of Famers right now? Aaron Judge is going to be a Hall of Famer. Who else? I used to go watch Jeter and Bernie Williams and Posada.
Stanton will probably get to 500 home runs. I think he'll probably get there if he gets there.
Maybe. But that's just awful.
Hey, listen.
We're awful.
They made a bunch of moves at the deadline. We'll see if Bednar's been pretty good, all things considered. We'll see if the rest of them work out. Not half good. A game. We're
talking about Hall of Famers. Not good. We only got like one on our lineup, too. We're winning. What difference does it make?
Yeah, y'all are really winning. It's a great year for you guys. You're in the wild card race. Good job.
It's Red the Sox, same man. Thing. You're in the same race.
But we're not
are.
Bragging about it. We're not telling you how great God. We are.
I didn't even say how great we are. I'm just saying.
Last Yankees you said we're winning.
Yeah,
when's last Yankees
won? I wasn't even born last time they won World
that's
Series.
That's simply not true.
All right. Is that your 2 minute drill? What do you have over there?
Misinformation.
You got 2 minute drill or not, or is that it?
I was just no, I had one, but now I can't. It would just be completely changed. Of I watched the Papa Shot National Championship this past weekend, and former NFL quarterback Brad Johnson participated in it. A Super Bowl winning quarterback.
I dated a girl one time that would dust every one of those guys.
Dude, honestly, I think I could beat all of them too.
This is a real thing.
Yeah, the winning score was about 160.
Wow. This girlfriend of mine, so? She would just we just bet beers. We would never have to pay for beer the whole night. Like people just had to buy you beer the whole night through all that. Hey, quickly, let me tell you about Eric Newton, EricNewton.com. One of the great things, Eric Newton, full service real estate company. He's got an awesome job for you. EricNewton.com. He is it's amazing. You're gonna absolutely love it. Eric Newton does a terrific job with this. I'm gonna tell you right now, find out about Greenleaf, this townhome condominium stuff. You're gonna love this, less than a mile from campus. Greenleaf. Look that up, Greenleaf for sure. Let me thank Dr. Steve Martin. Great job. Tomorrow, Sam, you're gone. Will's back. I'll see you on Wednesday. Right?
Yeah.
Good stuff.
That is Brad Johnson.
Landon as well. Hey, up next, Frax and John. Have a great Monday, and most importantly, tomorrow we'll see you right here on the radio.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.